Kennedy Launch Control, T-minus 71 minutes and counting. 71 minutes and counting, all still proceeding very satisfactorily with the countdown for Apollo 15. Spacecraft Commander Dave Scott, who sits on the left-hand side of the spacecraft, still very busy on board, working with spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin as they make final checks of the guidance and stabilization control systems aboard the Apollo spacecraft. As a part of this test, Dave Scott actually will send commands to cause that big engine below them in the service module to swing or gimbal in response to commands from the guidance system. The service module propulsion system, which is capable of some 20,000-500,000 pounds of thrust, is used for all the major maneuvers on the flight to and from the moon once the big Saturn V launch vehicle has done its job and placed it on the proper trajectory toward the moon. Here in firing room one are checks of the various telemetry systems and calibration of telemetry. The tracking information we'll receive from the vehicle is still continuing. We'll also be coming up shortly on some more checks of the tracking beacons on board. We have been alerted that the swing arm, the Apollo access arm at the 320-foot level, may come back about 10 minutes earlier in the count because the count has been going so well and we've been a little bit ahead on many of the procedures. The closeout crew, who have been aiding the astronauts at the 320-foot level, have completed their job and have now departed. That's our status. All is go. 79 minutes, 20 seconds, and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.